We're in Simin Kuf Chav Ches, the halachas of Nesiyas Kapayim. We're up to Sif Chav Vav. B'shoah she'mevorchim, at the time that the Kohanim are saying Birkas Kohanim, Ein lomer shum pasuk, ela yishtaku v'yichavnu levracha. The Machaber says that everyone should be silent while the Kohanim are doing Nesiyas Kapayim, because if you're beginning a bracha, you don't go talking in the middle of it. Klum yesh eved, the lashon of Chazal is, she'mevorchim v'eino mazin. An Eved who's being blessed and he doesn't pay attention, says the Rama. Hagom mikol mokom achshav shakonim marichim harbe benigunim. Now that the Kohanim take their time with nigunim, nagu gam kein lomer psukim. It has become the minhag to say psukim. A commotion is barley elsim and unzayin lilin baruchu. There he was talking about the minhag of saying yizbarach in the middle of baruchu, and he said that while the chazan is being marich benigunim, it's muter. Ach yoser tov shaloli omram, however, the maskon of the Rama is that it's ideal not to. Now the Achronim do agree and they say that the ideal is not to. If one does say it, that it should really be said, the psukim should be said at the time that the shliach tzibur is saying. The amar lehem, that the shliach tzibur is saying to the Kohanim. Certainly a Yisrael should not be saying the words of Birkas Kohanim together with the Kohanim. And whatever one does say, if he chooses to say, should be said silently and not out loud. Sif Chav Zayin. Kohen eino rashay lohosif midato yoser al hashlosh psukim shel birkas kohanim. A Kohen is not allowed to add from his own anything other than the three psukim of birkas kohanim. He cannot add some other pasuk. Vim hosif over al baltosif, and he added, then he is over am baltosif. Now, we're going to see in the next sif, a Kohen is allowed to duchen as many times a day as he feels like. The issue is, while he's doing Birkas Kohanim, he is not allowed to add anything to it. The same way that the Machaber said that there's an Isser of Baltosif, there's also an Isser of Baltigra, if he leaves out any part of the bracha. Now, with regard to Baltosif, the Bir Halacha writes that he thought there should not be Baltosif unless it is done with all of the Tnom of Birkas Kohanim. Meaning, if a Kohen decides to add a pasuk, but he's not standing, or he's not doing it b'nesiyas kapayim, his hands are not stretched out. So the halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says that he found that it's mefurish in the Rambam that in all cases he is still over on Birkas Kohanim, even if it's done b'lachash. The Rambam says in Birkas Kohanim the halacha has to be said b'kol ram. So the maskana is that even if you're missing the tnoim for Birkas Kohanim, is say it's not said by Mida, for example, the halach is that one will be over on Baltosif if he adds a pasuk to it. Siv chavches, koin shenosa kapov, viacharka cholach lebesakneses acher, umotza tzibur shlo higiyu lebirkas koanim, a koin that already did nesiyas kapayim and comes into another shul and they haven't yet done it. Yochol lises kapov pam acheres, the halach is that he's allowed to duchen a second time and he's not over on Baltosif. The Mishnah Berurah says that nevertheless there is no chiyuv. A kohen does not have a chiyuv to go up in duchen in every shul he walks into. Once a day, on a day of Birkas Kohanim, a kohen is supposed to duchen. Also, when he does duchen, there's no problem of making a bracha each time. He can make a bracha in each shul or each time that he gets up to duchen. The Mishnah Berurah here goes into the halacha of a kohen who's in the middle of Shemona Esrei. And they call kohanim. He says if there is no other Kohen, then he's allowed to get up. He's allowed to go up and duchen. Because Kohanim is a daraisa, so he is allowed to. Furthermore, if they explicitly told him that he has to go up, they explicitly said go up, the halacha is that he's supposed to go up because there's now a chiv daraisa for him to duchen. He is going to have to be oka raglov biritzei. He's going to have to go and move his feet by ritzei. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, though, that although this seems to be the halacha, he brings down the Eliyahu Rabbah that disagrees and says that the only time a Kohen is allowed to actually walk out of his place, get up and duchen in the middle of Shemona Esrei, is if he is up to the bracha of just before Sim Shalom, just the place for Birkas Kohanim. Further, Chavtes Kohen Shelo Hispalo Adayin Umatzat Tzibur Mispalim. No sekapa ve'ein ha'tfilah makvaso. The halacha is that tfilah is not makiv birkas kohanim. A kohen is allowed to duchen before davening. So for example, if you have a Kohen who is davening in a later minyan, and he walks into shul, say on Yontif, he walks into shul, and the Hashkaman minyan is just up to Birkas Kohanim in Musaf, even though he has yet to daven, the halachi is that he's allowed to go up and do Birkas Kohanim. Now the shaila is, what happens if he feels that if he goes up, he's going to end up missing Zman Tefillah? The halacha is he should walk out. If they told him to go up, then he's mechuyev to, even if he is going to miss Zman Tefillah. With regard to Zman Krishna, the same halacha would apply, but there, if they actually told him to go up, the halacha would be that he should say the first part, the first pasuk of Shema, he should say Shema Yisrael, which may be the only thing that's a daraisa, and then he would get up and do Birkas Kohanim, even though he's going to say the rest of Kriyashma after the Zman Kriyashma.